As you're probably aware, Collaborative Government Services is one of the units in GCIO. We have a number of information-related initiatives. The Federated Information Exchange, which some of you may have been connected with, which is around identifying system-to-system business interactions. Enterprise Architecture, where we have a toolkit and a suite of resources for agencies. The Collaboration Pilot, which I think we spoke to you about July. And the Information Management Program, which is currently Helen, myself and Lana, our new cadet. So what we'd like to speak to you today about is a number of initiatives about unlocking the potential of New South Wales government information, and follows on very nicely from what Maureen and Alan were talking about in terms of having a more open and online approach to government information. So the new strategy is called Information at the Centre, and it's been in development since November 2008. We've held 3 workshops, 2 focus groups, and we've involved over 30 agencies in the development of the strategy. It's been through many iterations, but it's finally going to Cabinet this afternoon. So while I would have loved to have had copies for you and been able to take you through it in a lot of detail until we have that final hurdle from today, this is what I'm able to tell you. So this is a bit of a sneak peek and sort of a glimpse of what it ultimately will look like. And we're actually hoping to have an official launch on Thursday from Minister McKay. So what's the vision? To make information easier to access, share and use in a trusted environment. This has come out of those workshops and focus groups with agencies, and this is our goal in presenting the strategy. Now, we've reflected this in 4 key focus areas around our information, our state, our practices and our people. So they're the 4 focus areas. Now, each of the focus areas have goals. The first goal is about opening access to New South Wales government information, of course, with appropriate safeguards. We're not talking about a free-for-all. Maureen talked about the amount of private and personal information and, of course, secure and commercial and confidence information that we also hold. So it's openness as the default position with safeguards. The second goal is around realising the value of New South Wales government information, and that's based on the principle that reusing information adds to its value, especially when you start talking about mashing multiple sources of government data together to create a third product. The third is about making our information practices efficient and sustainable. And the fourth, to ensure that information management responsibilities are understood and communicated to everyone in an organisation. And it's not just about the records managers. Now, each of these focus areas has a number of principles and priority areas. And I'm not going to talk about those in a lot of detail, but if you go to the website, you'll be able to see them all. But the first of these areas, our information, sort of has 3 key areas. It's about improving access to New South Wales government information. Now, for us, the key project there is Data New South Wales, which Helen's going to talk about in a minute. But where Maureen was saying that the nightmare scenario where every government department has masses and masses of information out there on their website, what we're going to do is try to draw that together into a single registry, not repository at this stage, but single point of access. The second area is to remove the barriers to making government information accessible to the public. One of the things we're considering is applying Creative Commons licensing to most information sources, or at least where they're appropriate, and that's having an attribution as the default, but allowing that openness and the reuse. And the third is to encourage public engagement and participation in New South Wales government policy development, priorities and service improvement. And we're looking at that in a number of ways, including putting digs on ideas for agencies' websites. So you say, these are the ideas we have, vote for them, move them up and down, what's the priority? And social networking sites like Bang the Table, where people can contribute their thoughts and ideas for what government policy should be like. The focus area of our state talks about investing in the potential of information held by the New South Wales government. So things like having quality data, ensuring master data management, looking for opportunities where one agency may be the provider of information for others. Improve information sharing to better support service delivery. So we're looking at things like I mentioned, the Federated Information Exchange, where agencies are already providing data to one or more agencies. Could we set that up as a service? Would other agencies be interested in subscribing? And to better manage the corporate knowledge of public sector employees. And one of the ways we're looking at that is through the collaboration portal and offering a collaboration service for agencies to use. The third area is our practices, and here we want to work together to improve information management, and that's going to be through better engagement, getting agencies to talk to each other, know what's happening in other agencies, not reinventing the wheel every time something new comes along. We want to ensure that the New South Wales government information is responsible environmentally and socially. One of the main things we want to achieve here is the Digital State Archive. Obviously we've talked about the value of those 200-year-old records. What's going to happen to the information that we're keeping today? We need to put these measures in place now to ensure that happens. And to align initiatives in agencies with the wider priorities of the state. So making sure that the principles of the state plan in terms of service delivery are all underpinned by our information initiatives. And the final focus area is around our people. As I said before, ensuring that information is everyone's responsibility. We have been working with the Information Commissioner for some terminology around information champions and what the role of information champions would be in an agency. So senior executive responsibility to take on selling this within the agency, identifying information sources, data sources that should be made available to the public, and putting the right processes in place across the agencies. And the last one there is to support New South Wales government employees in their information management responsibilities, which of course state records already do remarkably well, but we're going to try and help, and I think the same goes for the Information Commissioner. We want to try and have a holistic approach there. And how we're going to try to pull that together is to establish a community of expertise around information management. We already have an embryonic feature there on the SharePoint trial, so we're ramping that up and having some sources of authorities put in there. So we want you to collaborate with us. We're about to release a survey called Attitudes to Working with Digital Information that's going to be on the website. We're also developing an implementation framework. We have to report back to Cabinet in 6 months on the progress of information at the centre. So we'll be asking all of you to tell us what needs to be in the implementation framework, how this fits within your agency, what you need to see happen. And of course, the strategy has agency case studies, and we'd like to enhance the website with more case studies. That page I held up before, that's an example of what the case studies and the strategy look like. But there's a lot more on the website, and there'll be a template for you to complete and upload your own stories. So where to find out more is at information.newsouthwales.gov.au. And as I say, we're looking for Cabinet approval today, so hopefully that will be online by Thursday. So I'll hand over to Helen to talk about Data New South Wales.
Hey everyone, just going to very, very briefly run through what we've been working on to produce the New South Wales data catalogue. And there's the beautiful cogs that you'll be seeing everywhere on the website. Has anyone had a chance to visit Data New South Wales? It's only just new. Couple? Yep. So I chose this quote by Tim Berners-Lee. This 2009 is the year for putting government data online, and I think that's a really timely quote, especially considering what we've been hearing already today. Tim Berners-Lee, if there's anyone who doesn't know, he basically invented the World Wide Web, and he's responsible for the addresses, the URLs that you put into your browser, so he's a really strong advocate for publishing data online. And I think this quote sums up what we've been trying to achieve with the data catalogue, and that's two core principles that are the digital literacy that's becoming much more important now than it's ever been before, and also open public sector information. So the idea, and what I mean by digital literacy, is the increasingly important ability to find, create, organise and critically evaluate information using digital technologies. So, for example, my 12-year-old has digital literacy much more than I probably ever will, because she's used to using digital technologies as a norm. And she will be part of the audience now who will not only know how to use it, but demand it. And so people are accessing, as we know, accessing government information online in rates, you know, we've never seen before. And so I think there's a push-pull factor here. There's demand, but also the ability for us to make it accessible, all this information, for people to capture. So very brief formula for open government. So pretty much what I was saying, open public sector information and digital literacy, and the results of this are transparency, engagement and collaboration in government, is what we've been talking about today. So there's been a global mood for opening up information. In 2007, the report Power of Information was released, and this review was the first to explore the role of government in helping citizens benefit from the new pattern of information creation and use. And they identified and discussed economic, social and technological drivers that are becoming much more just part of our daily work. The Power of Information, there's a one of the results that they've published was that the authors found when enough people can collect, reuse and distribute public sector information, people organise around it in new ways, creating new enterprises and new communities. And I think that's what we're seeing now. You know, sometimes we call it Web 2 as a catch-all, just this idea that information is not just becoming more accessible, but the way that we're accessing that information is changing. And the second point, on his first day in office, President Obama issued a memo on transparency and open government. And I think that really set the tone for the administration, creating the sense that information assets are valuable, and getting them online, getting them to people is really key. One of the products of this new direction was data.gov, the US data catalogue of government information. And there's been, we heard Maureen talking earlier about the SRI reform and now the GIPR Act. So I've got a few examples of data catalogues from various other jurisdictions. The first one on the left is actually the District of Columbia one. This is probably the original one that Vivek Kundra created, and we've had a few copies since. And the middle one is New Zealand, data.gov over this side, Vancouver, and the Data Australia, the federal version, is down the bottom. So let's just have a quick look at what ours looks like. So this is what you see when you go to Data New South Wales. The information and data sets have been, we've collated them into subsets to make it easier for people to navigate. So on the first page you see the latest entries that have been updated. You can go to data, which takes you to a list of, at the moment, about 60 data sets. And information is a list, about 400 at the moment, of information assets. So tools, we only have one at the moment. But that's machine readable formats. So APIs and so on. So we hope to really fill that out. And all, of course, is just a list of all the assets, so you can search with the search bar down here. We've illustrated the file format for each of the entries so people can see what format they're available in. At the moment, and of course all the rights, most everything's copyright. There's also the request for more data facility, so people can send in a form to us. We've received a few so far, which I'm sure I'll be getting in contact with agencies about. Has anyone, no one's received a request through their agency yet? No. And Kate will talk about the competition in a sec. That's going to tie into a lot of this, a lot of the information efforts that are on the website at the moment. So this first phase for the data catalogue is it's basically a list of publications that are already available online by agency websites, but the next phase will be me visiting agencies to collect information lists from you guys. So if you can either do that by suggesting to us a list that you want to contribute, or I can come and visit you, however you want to do it. So this list, we've got grand plans for this list actually, and at the moment it's not a repository, it's just a catalogue. But listening to questions from you about how long to keep, you know, the publications that you'll need to put up online to satisfy GIPA, maybe it would be an interesting thing to talk about having a repository of files that can be kept, you know, in a big mega repository here, so then you can, this can satisfy a publication requirement. Anyway, we can talk about that in future. This is just an illustration of, it's very red, looks very red. The data collection tool that we've developed has basically a list of AGLS elements that we want to satisfy so we can capture metadata about the information asset that we we're publishing, fairly straightforward. So something like this, maybe not exactly like this, will be heading your way shortly. So we're very much looking forward to working with you to create a really huge list of information assets for the state. And you can join us on Facebook, you can visit us at Twitter, and we're trying to incorporate as much social media networking tools as we can, being limited by our lack of understanding of them, but we're getting in there. So visit us and let us know if you have any feedback. It's really invaluable, and the data catalogue at the moment is of course the first iteration, and so anything that you suggest, any feedback, any comments will really help us with the next stage. So please contact us, and thank you very much for your time. Back to Kate. Questions at the end.
So ping pong microphone here. Helen has done a fantastic job going to all the agencies' websites and creating the data catalogue, and the super DGs were all written to with a list of the information assets that Helen identified. So what you see on the Data New South Wales now is literally just what's on your websites. So if, you know, if we've missed anything, if you've got some hot things that you want to upload, contact me, contact Helen, and we'll get them up pretty fast, because we have something very interesting to do with all this data. We have a public competition. It's called Apps for New South Wales. It was announced in this room by the Premier on the 4th of September, and it was open for entries on the 12th of November. It's going to run until the 5th of February, so you've got plenty of time to get your entries in. And there are some substantial prizes to be won. The apps competition actually feeds off the information website but uses the data catalogue, so it's a little bit of a housekeeping iteration there. There are three categories in the competition. There's the applications category, so if you want to write something for a website or an iPhone mashing together government data, the first prize there is $25,000, second prize $10,000, and third prize $5,000. And then there are two ideas categories. So you don't have to build an application, just have a thought. Mandy came up with one early on. What was it? Travelling to work, avoiding school zones? So just enter the competition. Let us know how you'd like to see government information used, or suggest data that we don't have in the catalogue and how that might be used. $3,000 is the top prize there, $1,500 and $500. And the two categories are for school students and the general entry. We also have a component of public voting on the site. All the cash prizes will be nominated by judges, but the public voting can give you backstage pass to the Sydney Opera House, membership of historic houses and Powerhouse Museum. So there's some good prizes to just go online and vote for your favourite idea. The only hesitation is that you can't enter an idea or an application that the government has already paid you to build. So if it's part of your job to mash government data or build a snazzy application, Pedro can't enter six as his winning entry. As government employees, you're free to enter as long as you're not employed by the organisers, who are GCIO and the Office of the Chief Scientist. So if you go to the website, there's some posters that you can download. These are the two posters for schools, but some examples of what you might like to use. And there's also a poster there for the general comp to give you some more ideas. So please feel free to submit an entry.